Let us turn over in our Bibles to the first chapter of the book of the Revelation. Revelation chapter 1. The book of Revelation tells us that it's the revelation of Jesus Christ which God gave unto him. And over again, we have the unveiling of the Savior. Look with me at verse 5 of this first chapter. And from Jesus Christ, who is one, the faithful witness. Two, the first begotten of the dead. Three, the prince of the kings of the earth. Here are ways in which the Lord Jesus reveals himself. First of all, he's a faithful witness. Secondly, he is the resurrected Christ, the first begotten of the dead. And thirdly, he is the prince of the kings of the earth. In the faithful witness, we have Christ the prophet. In the first begotten of the dead, we have Christ the priest. And in the prince of the kingdoms of the earth, we have Christ the king. So as we sit at this table, we sit at the table of the prophet. We sit at the table of the priest, and we sit at the table of the king. He is the faithful witness. He came to witness of his call by God, his appointment by God, and his commandment from God to deliver to this world of ours the glorious gospel of Christ. Christ is the gospel, and the gospel is Christ. You see him, you see the whole body of divinity. When you see him, you see the sum total of God's revelation, the faithful witness. And when Christ comes into your heart, he imparts that witness to your heart, and you become a witness of his truth. Somebody said to a Christian one day, "How do you know you're saved?" He says, "I have the inner witness." Amen. The Spirit answers to the blood that we are born of God. So he who is the prophet and the faithful witness, he gives to us ourselves an inner witness, a faithful inner witness that we're the child of God.
Hallelujah.
What is true of him as a witness is true of him as the priest. He died, but he rose again.
Hallelujah.
The priest wore the high priestly garments. But when he went into beyond the veil, he didn't wear them there. He was clad in linen. And there was a day when Christ laid aside his glory to be crowned with thorns, to go into the place of death that we might live. And he died. But he's risen from the dead.
Hallelujah.
He's alive. Christ is alive. He's the only begotten of the dead. The first begotten of the dead. He's the beginner of a great crowd that no man can number. I don't know where you're in that crowd today and what your number is. But every one of us is a number. When you get to heaven, you'll get your number. And you'll find out where you are in the great multitude which no man can number, but God has numbered them, and he'll bring them all to glory, not one of them. I was reading a foolish preacher the other day, and he was talking about people losing their salvation. A nutcase. You couldn't lose what God gives you. The gifts and calling of God are without repentance. What God gives you forever.
Hallelujah.
Never take. He's not a miserable Bellamina man who would take it off you again. No, he is a God of heaven. Thank God for that. The only begotten. And then notice, too, he is the prince of the kings of the earth. And all these mighty princes that are running about the day, they're only peepsquips concerned to our Lord. He's above them all. There's one who reigns in the power of an endless life.
Hallelujah.
And you're going to have a great place in heaven. You're going to sit with him as he reigns. Man said to me the other day, he says, well, we see Jesus often in heaven. He says, I'm going to sit beside him forever. If you're an overcomer, you'll sit in his throne. Even as he also overcame and has sat down in his throne. Oh, thank God, we're not going to be parted from the Lord in heaven. We're going to be with him.
Amen.
You say, how will it work? Mind your own business. God knows how it's going to work, and it will work. And you just mind your own business and say, I believe the book. Oh, the Bible is full of good things. You know why? Because it's full of Jesus. It's Jesus' book. May we love him. But we serve him. Let's give him thanks now for giving his body to be bruised and wounded and broken for you and me. Amen.